Michael Regan, Mayor of Warringah, thank you so much for joining me today.
Amalgamation. It's been something that a lot of people have been talking about. It's something that's potentially on the cards for this area. First of all, what are the benefits in amalgamation?
The benefits that I see are that you get better governance, you get less bureaucratic red tape, you get no duplication.
Because it is a perception thing. There actually aren't going to be as many changes as people think there are going to be. How is the structure, if it were to go through, going to unfold?
Well, that's a really good question. They're actually, government's been quite smart in saying, well, guys, we think it's broken.
If amalgamation goes ahead, what's the likelihood of the local residents really noticing a lot of change? My understanding is sort of a foot in all three camps across the councils, and, you know, there will be still your garbage going to be picked up and that sort of thing.
Now, Nick, you happen to be a little bit of a social media guru. You definitely do a lot of work in social media for us. And it's also Privacy Awareness Week. Let's talk firstly about the role of celebrities in social media. It's very important how they use it, don't you think?
It is very important. I think social media has created a window for people to have access directly to celebrities.
Yes, it's time for the news. It's 8 o'clock on the dot. Lawmakers in Cyprus have rejected government plans to impose an unprecedented tax on bank deposits, throwing into doubt a 10 billion euro bailout agreement with the European Union. Failure to secure this could leave Cyprus facing a banking collapse.
I'm here at Manly Oval, just one of the few proposed sites put forward by the local council to be developed in the Manly 2015 program. They want to take down that Whistler Street car park and put it here under this oval. Now, it's anticipated that it's going to cost close to $90 million for the local community, and with a potential further 25% blowout because of the low-lying level of this oval and the amount of dredging that they're anticipating. Now, the question local residents really need to answer is A, is this worth it to them and is this what they want? And B, are they ready to take on this amount of debt put forward by their council?
That's it, the time that everybody's waiting for, the sports report.
Let's kick it off with some tennis news.
You can go ahead. I don't have any information
Nadal
on the hit and giggle.
Nadal has won the Indian Wells Masters, which has thrust him back into the top four in world tennis ranking. So he took that one out because, as we know, he's been out for injury for majority of the last 6 months.
You're driving down the freeway with me on my way north.
Can we get some McDonald's on the way?
Well, this is what I want to talk about. But on the way back, I went through a small town called Mulladilla. No, I'm getting to my
point. We're not going to be talking about you stopping at McDonald's, are we? Because there's nothing going on there.
And I decided to stop for lunch there. Best roadside burger I've ever had. You can keep your Maccas in your fast food chain, people. It is worth pulling off the freeway to go to the little milk bar in these country towns because they're just awesome. One of those thick shakes where you can't even move the straw because there's so much ice cream in it. You can't even slurp it up through the straw. So thick.
It's old-fashioned, isn't it?
It was brilliant. Bring them back.
When you bring them back, they haven't gone anywhere.
Some of them have. How many of them have closed down nationally because people going to the fast food chains and they're taking over? Make the effort to pull off the freeway. You won't regret it. This burger, it was golden Australia.
I'm Mike Baird. You're listening to The Nick's and Johnny Show.